With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports congressional leaders reaching a deal on the top-line spending level for this fiscal year.
House Speaker Mike Johnson told lawmakers the deal will secure $16 billion in additional spending cuts from a previous agreement brokered by former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden, and that the package is about $30 billion less than what the Senate was considering.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden and House Republicans remain at odds over the southern border immigration crisis. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Even as White House and Senate negotiators try to reach a bipartisan immigration deal, House Republicans are demanding tougher immigration policies. Speaker Mike Johnson and dozens of GOP members traveled to the border in Texas last week, where they blamed President Biden for the thousands of daily illegal crossings. White House officials called it a political stunt and blamed lawmakers for not approving more funding for border security. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, meanwhile, Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher says China is exploiting the crisis at the border.
That issue alone shows you why Joe Biden can't have four more years in office. The border is an unmitigated disaster, and I'm confident that our enemies are taking advantage of that fact.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin remains in the hospital as few details come about as to why key decision makers, even President Biden, have been kept in the dark for days that he'd been in the intensive care unit at Walter Reed. Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks was not notified until Thursday that Austin had been hospitalized several days. This is SRN News. Some new findings about our two major political parties.
Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University has been crunching the numbers, and he reports that amongst Democrats, there is one religious voter for every secular voter. In the Republican Party, religious voters outnumber secular ones 4-1. Burge also reports that on the issue of abortion, religious Democrats side with secular Democrats, meaning there's virtually no pro-life voting bloc in that party anymore. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates winning a lot of battles in Latin America last year. Now they're taking aim at the most pro-life countries in the region. Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, and the Dominican Republic still maintain total abortion bans, but abortion groups say they will introduce laws that would legalize the procedure in some cases this year. This is SRN News. Minnesota set to get a new state flag.
The new flag will echo its motto of being the North Star State. It's replacing an old flag that brought up painful memories of conquest and displacement for Native Americans. The new design includes a dark blue shape of Minnesota with a North Star on it. The new seal replaces an image of a Native American riding off into the sunset while a white settler plows his field with a rifle at the ready. The seal was a key feature of the old flag, hence the pressure for changing both. John Scott reporting.
Law enforcement officers in Colorado say a probe is being conducted in an apparent altercation between U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert, ex-husband Jason Boebert, at a restaurant. It's unclear what happened Saturday, but Boebert's campaign releasing a statement in which she said she did not punch Jason in the face and no one was arrested. More details at SRNNews.com.